Lesson 7.
Words to the text.
Minister.
Shovel.
Volunteer.
Tomb.
The Ming Tomb's Reservoir.
Elderly.
Person.
Site.
Construction site.
Government.
Vice Minister.
Department.
Charge.
In charge of.
Ordinary.
Kilometer.
Greeting.
Fellow.
Blazing hot.
Rock.
Joke.
Melon.
Handcart.
Drip.
Soak.
All the while.
Steadily.
Enthusiastically.
Complete.
Schedule.
Ahead of schedule.
Be used to.
Express.
Feeling.
Furnace.
Temper.
Once in a while.
Whole.
Words to the dialogue.
Sweat.
Water.
Eggplant.
Manure.
Carrying pole.
Bucket. Text.
Ministers with pick and shovel. Thousands and thousands of volunteer workers took part in the construction of the Ming Tomb's Reservoir in 1958. They came from all parts of the country and from all walks of life. One day, a group of rather elderly persons arrived at the construction site. Many were in their 60s. And some even over 70. They were leaders of our government, ministers, vice ministers, and department heads. The comrade in charge of the construction welcomed them warmly as leading comrades, but they quickly replied, "No, we are not government leaders here, not ministers or department heads. We are only ordinary workers. You are our leaders, comrade. We'll work under you." From then on, for as long as they were there, they worked and lived just like ordinary workers. Each day, they walked about 4 kilometres to the work site. Groups of young workers passing them on the road would shout out friendly greetings and ask them for a song, and they would shout back, "Sing us a song yourselves, young fellows." It was summer then, and the sun was blazing hot. As they stood in a line passing big rocks from one end to the other, they laughed and joked. "Here's a big melon for you," one would say to another. They dug with picks and shovels. They pushed handcarts. Their faces were dripping with sweat, and their shirts were soaked through. And all the while, one could hear them singing and telling each other stories. They worked steadily and enthusiastically. They finished one assignment after another, and their work was excellent from beginning to end. Many of them had been peasants or workers themselves, and were used to physical labour. No wonder they did so well. They were able to stay for only a week. Though the time had been short, they felt that they had learned a great deal. One of them expressed the feelings of all when he said, "It's good to go back to the furnace once in a while to be tempered again." What a shining example they set to the people of the whole country. Dialogue.
On the college farm.
Hello. Why are you in such a hurry? You are sweating all over.
We're watering the cabbages and eggplants. Come and have a look.
They are growing very well indeed. You've become quite experts in vegetable growing. Tell me how you did it.
Well, plenty of manure and plenty of water. The main thing is, of course, hard work. Well, I'm afraid I must go and get more carrying poles and buckets. More comrades are coming.
Lesson 8.
Words to the text.
The Great Pyramid.
Pyramid.
Ancient.
Egypt.
Tomb.
Body.
Safe.
Treasure.
Be located.
The Nile River.
Cairo.
Egyptian.
Compare.
Compare to.
Set.
Bury.
Block.
Average.
Ton.
Machinery.
Flood.
Cover.
Acre.
Outdo.
Limestone.
Coffin.
Preserve.
Wear away.
Exposed.
The Sphinx.
Statue.
Lion.
The Libyan Desert.
Libya.
The Nile Valley.
Valley.
Modern. Text.
The Great Pyramid. The kings of ancient Egypt planned strong tombs to keep their bodies safe after death and to hold their treasures. Over these tombs, huge stone pyramids were built. There are over 80 pyramids in Egypt, but the Great Pyramid is the largest of all. The Great Pyramid was built nearly 5,000 years ago for a king called Khufu. It is located on the west bank of the Nile River, not far from Cairo. In fact, all the pyramids along the Nile are on its west bank. The ancient Egyptians compared the rising of the sun to the beginning of life, and the setting of the sun to the end of life. This is why their dead were buried on the west bank of the Nile. It is very hard to realize just how big the Great Pyramid is. It has over 2,300,000 blocks of solid stone. These huge stone blocks weigh an average of 2.5 tons each, as much as a small car. Some even weigh 15 tons. Without machinery, the ancient Egyptians cut and moved and lifted each of these stones. Many of the blocks came from the east bank of the Nile, and they were taken across the river in boats at flood time. It took more than 100,000 slaves 20 years to build the Great Pyramid. The Great Pyramid is over 450 feet high today, and it was once higher. Its base covered 13 acres. Each of the sides of the pyramid is 755 feet long, or about as long as 2 city blocks. It takes about 20 minutes to walk all the way around the pyramid. Every king wanted his tomb to be the best. But Khufu outdid them all. The surface of his pyramid used to shine with smooth white limestone, and its top came to a sharp point. Inside, the body of Khufu rested in a great stone coffin. His body was preserved to last forever, and many treasures were buried with him. Now, after many centuries, the shining surface is worn away, and men have taken some of the huge stone blocks to build other things. Thieves have stolen the treasures, and they have stolen the body of Khufu himself. No doubt this is a matter for regret, but the same thing has happened to many other ancient tombs. Although the limestone surface is gone, the huge stones are exposed, and you can climb them, like steps, to the top. When you have reached the top, you can see for miles about you. You can see the smaller pyramids and the Sphinx, the great stone statue of the lion with a human head. To the west, you can see the Libyan desert, and to the east, you can see the green Nile Valley and the modern city of Cairo.